Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. It's a thrill. I'm up here on the hill, 84 PA. We're going to be blasting coast to coast tonight, and everybody's going to be on. Our lines are lit, and this ain't no you know what. Talking sports like it should be. Pull no punches. Tell it like it is. Well, let's get going with the shout-outs to the Flamingo K Coffee Club. Some of the baddest cats around go down there and drink coffee every morning. That's in Bradenton, Florida. Annemarie Island. And a big shout-out to D&T Home Watch. Like I told you before, and I'll tell you again, these guys are good at what they do. They'll watch anything you have. Give them a call. They're registered. They're bad dudes. Their hands are registered with the cops. They're in shape. And they'll track anybody down you want. Let's get to the show. We got a big one. How about anything you want to talk about here with Pitt? Give me a call. Pirates? Give me a call. Steelers? Whoa. Let me get to the Pirates first. Yesterday's game, there was an incident. Funny. Kang, the third baseman, deked like he was getting a throw from the outfield. Bryce Harper seen it and slid into third. But there was no throw coming. Kang just deked him like there was. So Bryce slid into home. Slid into third, and hurt his finger. And everybody got upset that Kang actually deked him, okay? Well, that's baseball. 1-1. Washington Nationals took heat. You know, they didn't like it. So the next inning, Kang gets up, and Cole, the pitcher, their pitcher, he throws one behind his head about 95 mile an hour. Out comes Jason Wirth. Out comes Oliver Perez and the rest of the boys on the bench. Out come the Pirates. Sean Rodriguez on deck behind Kang. If anybody knows Sean Rodriguez, I don't think he's one to take any bull. So out comes Oliver Perez, and he's pointing his finger, and they're all yapping. Blah, 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 blah. You know how a baseball goes. Fights go. All talk, no yak, no go. Here comes Jason Wirth, a bearded wonder out of the dugout. He's pointing fingers. He's doing it. He's doing it. So Rodriguez, he gets hot under the collar. This guy you don't want to play with, brother. He throws his hat off, puts it down, said, let's get it on, brother. Let's throw. Let's duke right here, right now. Wirth's still yapping over there. Well, three guys are holding Rodriguez back. Nobody's holding Wirth back, because all he's doing is running his mouth and his lips. So this goes on for a couple minutes, and they're holding Rodriguez back. And personally, I'd have let him go. I'd have loved to have seen Rodriguez rip into that big mouth. But they throw Rodriguez out. Wirth's still in the game. He comes up later innings, seventh inning, gets a two-run home run, wins the game. What the heck? Made me sick. But that's just the start of the whole, that ended the whole weekend. Like, it was just sickening the whole weekend with Pitt, them losing, Steelers losing yesterday. Oh, my God. Terrible. Man, the Pirates, they're out of it now. I wish everybody would realize that. I heard one guy on the radio say they're still mathematically in it. No, they're not. They're done. It's over. Playing the Cubs tonight, so let's get that over with. Excuse me. Back to Pitt. How about Pitt losing in the last second of that game? Heartbreaking. I mean, these guys drove the ball down the field. How many first down? How many fourth and 15 or 12s did they have? And they couldn't stop them. Couldn't stop them. It was sickening. They're 4th-and-1, 4th-and-12, 4th-and-10. They're making all these first downs all the way down the field. Last play of the game, he hits a guy in the end zone. The guy catches the ball. Pitt loses. They hit the field extra point. 37-36. That makes you want to throw up. Pitt definitely needs some goddamn DBs. They better go recruit some. And then the Steelers yesterday. Oh, my God, did they look bad. Jeez, oh, man, I couldn't believe how bad they looked. Steelers look terrible. But I guess you're going to have some of them games sometime. And I don't think anybody came to play. They got out-coached. They got out-played. They got out-hit. They got out-scored on. Ben looked bad. He's throwing a ball over their head. How about Wheaton? They're driving right down the field. First series. Ben throws a pass. He's looking good. They're driving down. He's looking good. Right in Wheaton's hands in the end zone, he drops the ball. Then, they have to settle for a field goal, and it's blocked. You knew right then and there it wasn't the Steelers' game day. It was bad. Real bad. Well, let me take a couple phone calls here. We got the switchboard lit. Let me get to the first caller here. Let's see. Let's get this phone call here. Hello. You're on Goss Talk.
Hello.
You're on Goss Talk. Yo.
Goss. Hey, this is Merv from Florida.
Merv from Florida. How you doing?
Oh, not so good today.
No.
Not so good. It's a bad weekend.
Terrible.
Bad weekend.
What'd you think of that Pitt loss?
Well, I was sick. That was they lead the whole game long. I've said it before. The Steelers do it too when they get down, and you know they're ahead by one touchdown or 6 points. They got 3 minutes to go in the game. Everybody and their mother knows they're going to run the ball with Connor. You know, why don't spread them out?
Yeah.
Take three or four guys out of the defensive bunch up there in the middle. Spread them out. And then run the big guy. You know?
How about throwing
one
a pass
first down?
Complete.
Oh, you know, one first down is a different game.
Yeah.
You know, if you look back, what were they earlier in the game? Of course, a lot of things happened between earlier in the game and end of the game, but they're down. It looks like they're going to score, and that center snaps the ball over the quarterback's head. It goes all the way back. What, they get on a 44-yard line or something? They end up getting a field goal out of it, but they should have scored. And that's four points they didn't have. But it's just, you know, that North Carolina has such a potent offense. That number three for them is unbelievable. That little wide receiver they had. Geez,
Switzer.
That's about the third year he's played against Pitt. Pitt makes him look like an All-American.
Oh.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Switzer.
But,
he looks like the miniature kid from New England. What's his name?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Julian Edelman. He looks like him.
Yeah. I never talk about that kid. Do you think he's going to make it in the pros? Hell yeah, he's going to make it in the pros. He's got great hands.
Yeah, he's going to be on New England's team.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the other receiver for them, number six? His last name's Prohl.
Yep.
Okay. His dad played with my brother David at Wake Forest, Ricky Prohl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on the team with my brothers at Wake when he was there. My brother played fullback, and he was a wide receiver for them. He's a good guy, too.
Oh,
he was down at my brother's games. I met him a few times. He's a nice kid.
Yeah.
Nice guy. But his kid is a spitting image of him. I mean, he's got great hands too. So,
Pitt's
defensive backs. Jeez.
Oh,
you know,
God.
They make everybody look good, but.
Yep.
So we'll see. They have a lot of work to do.
I just hope they can. Well, they got Marshall at home this weekend, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. They should have beat North Carolina. They should have beat Oklahoma State. So.
Yes, they should have. You know, a couple breaks here and there. They could have a couple stops. You know, that one at the end of the game with Pitt and four or five, and he threw a pass to number three, and he makes it by about 2 inches. You know, at the end of the game, it was fourth down for them. You know, you can't take it away from them. They played a great game.
Oh.
You know, they Pitt ran the ball down their throat, but it just, you know, when it just like the Steelers, when it came down to, you know, crunch time at the end, you know, get a little bit more imaginative than what they're doing. You know, that's what the Steelers do. You know, they bunch them up, they try to run the big guy, and everybody and their mother knows they're going to run the ball. Well, okay, well, at least spread them out so you get a little room to run. I don't understand.
Exactly. Hey, I'm talking to Will Dog. He got that label for he got his label coming for the beer.
Oh, he did? Okay. Well, I got some pictures for you. I'm going to sound but sport up to you.
Okay.
I was watching the Pirates thing. I was watching the Pirates, that whole thing with Kang at third.
Yeah, did you see that?
Well, yeah, and I watched it on Yahoo, and they had a clip up on there, and they had the national announcers. Oh, were they whining? I can't believe it. I mean, you know, every kid from Little League all the way up does that.
Right.
You know? And what's his name coming into third? He shouldn't be looking at Kang anyway. He should be looking at his coach.
Exactly.
If the coach tells him to slide, you slide. If the coach doesn't tell you to slide, you don't slide.
He hurt his finger.
Yeah, but even still, don't blame Kang, you know.
Exactly.
And then
they started fighting it.
Then they
threw one behind Kang's head about 95 mile an hour.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, well, I'm glad they threw that guy out. But then, well, that worth in the background, he's chirping away, you know,
I would love to see him throw with Sean Rodriguez. I think Rodriguez would have tore him up.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's all year long. Every time that, you know, you see Rodriguez, man, he's like the banshee in there. I don't think anybody wants to fool with him.
Oh, I like that guy. I like his energy.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, so do I. I like his spirit. I like he's intense. I think the Pirates, you know, he's good. I like him.
Yep.
Steelers.
Oh my God. Wow. What happened?
Oh, my God. Hey, I'll tell you what I feel for Ben. That number 11, what's his name?
Wheaton.
In the end zone? Wheaton? Hey,
Wheaton.
As the next quarterback, I know exactly how he felt. It happened to me all the time. Throw guys, hit them right in the numbers, and they drop it. I can't tell you how many passes I threw the same way. It was unbelievable. At least that's what I remember. But that was terrible.
Now, that, my friend, was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I looked like a kid we had like Dunbar. I kept yelling at Ben during the game, stick it in his face mask. Well, Jesus.
That's disheartening when you throw the ball right in someone's stomach and he drops it.
Yeah, he dotted his chest right between the one and the one.
Yep.
You've got to be
in fact,
kidding.
He's moving the ball down. They're moving the ball, which is great. And they go in for a score. They should have scored there. That game might have been a different game if they'd have scored.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that gave them a big, you know, then they blocked the field goal. And then it was, you know, they were all pumped up. And then later on,
they were all fired up.
He threw it to Wheaton again, a little hot pattern on the left side. He dropped it again.
Yeah.
That
was for the first time.
What the hell? Huh. See,
I know, yeah.
He played for KO, I think.
They call him Butterfinger.
Speaking of KO, it was a really bad weekend. KO lost, too. The first game they lost. They lost 77-49,
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I was looking at the scores. KO is averaging 47 points a game.
They got that quarterback. He's supposed to be all world.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the they had a quarterback there in 69. They said it was comparable to this kid.
Very similar.
I don't remember
the
kid's name, but they said
it was the year of 68. It was the same year. He graduated in 69, but he played football in 68 there. But anyway.
They said he's another,
kid,
you know,
he's supposed to be good. But they scored lots of points. I mean, I lost some money on that game. One of my roommates from college went to Beaver. So, oh, my God, did I hear it from him.
Well, they got a kid down there, D1, don't they? A little running back? He scored six touchdowns.
Did he really? Okay, well, I got a max prep and tried to look at some details, and they just had to score. They didn't have any of that.
Yeah. That guy's supposed to be hell on wheels, a running back AF.
Well, that's pretty good.
Batista and Oaks, man, I tell you what, they're looking good.
Yeah, well, they're 3-1, so, you know. But it was all around, it was, for me, it was not a good sports weekend.
It was terrible.
Terrible. So, all right, brother, I'll let you go. I talked to my grandson, Luke. He won't be able to call in. He got his first game tonight.
Okay,
so
no problem.
Yeah, they're going to the ball game right now, so.
It's a couple of them.
Oh, he'll do fine. He's a good little ball player. Rex opens up
good
tomorrow night, so.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Watch out. Watch out.
He told me, he says, Papa, right. I think I'm going to be a power hitter. I said, okay, that's good.
Love it.
All right, brother. Well, I'll let you go.
Don't hit one for Captain Willie.
We'll do that. And you tell Will Dog to, you know, keep his eye out.
I got
ATF, you know, guys, to make sure they're not going to bust that still up where he gets things up and going.
I got Will Dog on the phone next.
All right.
Listen in.
You tell him, okay, tell him what's out for the agents. Don't get that still busted up.
I will. He's on now.
All right, brother. All right. See you later.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye. It's Murray from Florida. We got Will Dog here. Will Dog.
Yo, Gosman, what's going on?
Thanks for waiting, Will Dog. We had Merv here from Florida.
I know.
He was telling me.
I always appreciate the concern about the still, you know. Merv.
He's afraid you're going to be taken out in handcuffs, I think, you know.
I know. You'll see me on the news, you know.
Captain Willie's beer, baby. It's coming.
It is coming.
Everybody,
it is coming.
It's coming. Yep. I can't
Gosman,
wait.
I'm going to tell you, and I told you this earlier today, and to Merv's point, this is what if the Steelers had Sean Rodriguez yesterday, I think it's a completely different ball game.
Oh, hey, if they had Sean Rodriguez, I'll tell you what, Sean Rodriguez would get that ball in the end zone one way or the other. Punch his way in or kick his way in.
Let me tell
that
you
guy,
something.
I'll tell you what, high energy, high octane, baby. And you don't
that
play
guy,
with that guy.
That guy right there, he's from the East L.A. Barrio Street Gang, brother. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's straight out East L.A., brother. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
No playing with that. I'll tell you what, he'll throw down with anybody. I'd like to see him throw down with that Worth, but I don't think that Worth is worth a good crap. All he does is yap.
I'm telling you, the guy's got, you know, not only does he got the power behind the bat right now, but from what I remember last year on that water cooler, he throws a hell of a left hook.
Oh, I'll tell you, hit that water cooler so hard, water popped out the other end, flew out. It hit Hurdle in the side of the face, remember?
Yeah, I do remember
water.
That.
Hurdle went like, what the? You know, what's going on here? Yeah, Sean Roddy, I'll tell you, like I said, get him on my team. I like the guy. I like the guy's energy. He's a high-octane guy. Tell you what, sign that guy. That's the kind of guy you need on your team.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of guy I want on my team. Yep.
Absolutely. That's what they were missing. I'll tell you what, that's what they were missing two, 3 years ago. You remember when they were throwing a Kutch? Nobody stood up. Nobody did a thing. You know,
yep.
Went back
yep.
to the locker, you know, went back to the dugout. He's, you know, what got his hands up, you know, I mean, it's, you know, he didn't
yep.
have any support.
No. Mm-hmm. Sean Rugg was ready, man. He was going to throw it on.
Yeah, he was.
How about
yeah,
the Steelers yesterday, huh?
Oh. Let me tell you, God, man, it was so bad, they actually turned the game off fourth quarter in Columbus.
Mm.
They just switched it right over to the Colts game. It was that out of control.
Well, I can't blame America. It was bad. It was one of the worst games I've seen the Steelers play in years.
You figure,
oh, we're already starting with our Tomlin. Did you hear that now?
Nah, that has nothing to do with Tomlin.
Well, all these J.U.'s, they need a new coach by our Tomlin. Carr never put up with that. What do you mean? Carr never put up with that.
The only problem with Tomlin is the guy can't put on shoulder pads and a helmet and go out there and play for these guys, you know? Can't do it.
He didn't have him prepared. That's what they said. Oh, he don't have him prepared. If he has to prepare a professional athlete to play, then you're in the wrong business, buddy. That athlete, he's in the wrong business. You're making millions of dollars. You prepare to play yourself. You don't look for anybody else to prepare you to play. You get prepared to play. Coaches can put a game plan together. You better be ready to play when the chin strap goes on.
Exactly.
Believe me.
Exactly. Hey, especially right. when you're getting paid $5, $10, $15 million, you know?
Right. Yeah. Be prepared. Oh, you don't have them ready. What do you mean you don't have them ready? What do they think they didn't practice all week? Read comic books. They practice, believe me. It's their job to go out and execute the game plan. The problem is they should have all been executed because they all stunk.
Yep, that's true.
Every one of them.
You know, and I got to tell you, I completely agree with Merv. I really feel bad for Roethlisberger. I think the guy, you know, he didn't throw a pick yesterday, right? I don't think he threw a pick yesterday. Can't remember. You know, there's only so much you can do when they stop the run game. You know, you got to take it to the air. And I knew these guys. I'm thinking to myself, the third quarter of the game when they come out of the locker room is going to be a true testament of how the rest of this game is going to go. And they didn't come up fired up. You know, a lot of times teams come out, they're down, they come out pumped, they switch the momentum, they take over the game, and you know, just didn't happen.
Hey, like I told you. I think I told you before, Big Ben had a bad game, too. He threw a lot of balls over their heads and behind them, and they dropped a lot of passes. It just wasn't. When he dropped that first ball pass in the end zone, and then they got the kick blocked, field goal, I said, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. And it was. It was. Hey, everybody, 516-666-9990. Get in on the action. Give me a call.
What do you do with Wheaton? What do you do with a guy like Wheaton? I heard chatter that I was on the road, so I didn't get to see the play where he dropped in the end zone, but I heard he was laughing.
He better not be laughing. Better not be laughing. If he was laughing, I'd have benched him.
Yeah.
Well, this is last year under contract. I think they let him walk.
Yeah.
I really do. Because they're going to have Martavis Bryant hopefully back next year, and Sammy Coates and A.B. Brown, and they might draft the guy. Who knows? I think Wheaton's gone.
Yeah.
So,
we got to pay tribute to good old, I can't believe good old Arnie Palmer passed away.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Golf legend,
man,
late pro, buddy.
Legends around here, I'll tell you, in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Good guy. None better than this guy. Hey, a lot of legends passed this year. Muhammad Ali and Arnie. Man, a lot of icons.
I'll tell you who I feel bad for, Gosman. The Marlins losing that poor kid dying that early, you know.
Hernandez, yeah. Wow, that was a shame, huh?
Great pitcher, yep. And, man.
Game. Yep. That guy had a future in front of him, boy. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you what. The shameful thing is, you know, I mean, the kids, one of their, you know, shining stars as a pitcher. You know, these guys are on the brink of, you know, getting a wild card potentially. And just, terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yep. Oh, bad. I guess they were speeding in the boat or whatever, and I guess that's what happened. Not paying attention or whatever, and hit some rocks or something, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, I seen a picture of it on the internet. The boat was complete. It hit a big pile of rocks. It was flipped over upside. There was a little peninsula of rocks in the ocean, and you know, you're boating at night. You got to be careful, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bad time to be flying around, speeding around at night in a boat.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Well, listen, Will Dog, I got another call here. Thanks for the call, and get that damn beer going, man. Captain Willie's.
As always, guys, love the wisdom. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling, Will Dog.
All right.
All right, buddy. That's Will Dog signing off. Got another call here. Go ahead. You're on Dogs Talk Radio.
Hello, guys. It's Dustin from Davenport. I just thought I'd give you a call and listen to the show so far, and it's good. I'm just like Merv, disappointed with Pitt. Another close loss that they play outplaying three quarters, and then fourth quarter they can't close it out. That's how they always are. But going to the Steelers, their schedule, I'm looking at it right now. There's not really any gimme games on it left. I mean, not that any game's a gimme, but you got next week, you got Kansas City at home, which that's going to be a good one. Kansas City's still pretty good, even though they got that good tight end, Travis Kelce, and Alex Smith. He doesn't really turn the ball over. Following weekend versus the Jets, that's a good matchup. At Miami versus New England, at Baltimore versus Dallas. If Dak's playing a quarterback, that's a good game. At Cleveland. Cleveland always plays them tough. At Indy versus the Giants. At Buffalo. At Cincinnati versus Baltimore, and end the season versus Cleveland. So there's a lot of good games left for the Steelers.
Well, there's a whole season left. And, a lot of people are panicking because they got smashed yesterday. But, hey, you know, and we always talk, every week there's a different NFL. So there's a different flavor every week.
Every week there's the big upset win where one team looks like they're turning the corner, and the following week they fall flat on their face. So the Steelers will be fine. They'll make a playoffs. Everyone's panicking. I mean, they didn't have Bell in the game. It's not like they had their full arsenal of weapons like Martavis Bryant and Bell and put up 3 points. They don't have a tight end. They don't have their tight end. You know, you're
going to
lose some games.
I told Will Dog a lot yesterday, I think it was, or whatever. I think that was Philadelphia. Maybe it was you. I think that was Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl. They really were gearing up for that game. They were definitely gearing up for that game. They were 2-0. Steelers were 2-0. They had his Wentz all built up. It was a home game. I mean, they were up for this game. Not that the Steelers shouldn't have been, but sometimes you know how the NFL is, or any day, you know, you can't get up every day it's tough to get up for every game, but that's no excuse.
You can't be perfect every Sunday. You're going to have Sundays where you don't feel like playing, but you still got to strap up. The big game this week, the team that's flying high, that I still think Green Bay wins the division, but Minnesota, they beat Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure a ton of people lost money because Carolina, they should have definitely beat Minnesota. But Minnesota's defense is playing lights out. I don't understand it. But they made the playoffs last year, but I still never thought in a million years they would beat Carolina this weekend.
Yeah. Well, Dust, I got about a minute left here, and I want to thank you for the call. And
well, thank you for having me on.
Call back next week.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. That's Dustin from Davenport. He's always good. He's knowledgeable and great sports fan. Great sports fan from Davenport, Florida. Originally from Newcastle, PA. Knows his stuff. Knows his Steelers, man. Knows his football. So I want to thank everybody for calling. Merv, Will Dog, Dustin, had a good show today. I want to give a little shout-out to my buddy in Scottsdale, Arizona, Bobby, if he's listening. What's up, Bob? Call me one day. Call the show, buddy. Good friend of mine. Childhood friend. We go way back. Just like me and Merv. But another show down the tubes, and hopefully next week I can talk about a couple wins like Pitt and Steelers. Because this week wasn't it. So, alrighty. Gostalk Radio's signing off.